following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Hey, Jen, what's that on your Subway sub?
It's yummy avocado. A superfood.
Superfood? Will it give me laser vision?
Will it give me super strength?
Ooh, will I be able to fly?
Ooh, I want to fly.
I want to fly. Can I have some?
Listen, it's super good and it's super mine.
Super possessive.
Super uncalled for.
Super stingy.
Get your own turkey with avocado at Subway. Tender turkey with avocado and spinach. Or add avocado to your favorite sub. It's avocado season only at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal-Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal-Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday. 888-455-ESPN. That is the phone number, or you can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. On the program today, our high school football preview will continue. We head to Minden to talk to head coach Sam Dunn. The Whippets undefeated into the state semifinals, where eventual state champion Norfolk Catholic ended their season. A lot of kids to replace for the Whippets, but they have built that program into a winner, and we'll talk with Coach Dunn about where they're heading this season. Also, Thursdays means fantasy football from now until the end of the season, and we stay with RotoWire. It's going to be Luke Hoover with us this season. We had Jeff Erickson last week and throughout most of last season, but Luke, also with RotoWire and RotoWire.com, is going to be answering your questions. So Facebook us or email us. We've already had some Facebook inquiries today. So if you've got a question, because as we've been talking, the next couple of weeks going to be jam-packed with the draft, and that sets it up. Let's face it, in this day and age, it's not just for fun sometimes anymore. It's actually costs a little coin out there to get into some of these fantasy leagues, and we'll get Luke's opinion on some injuries and who he likes, who he doesn't like. Greg Shea is in today as our co-host. It took me some convincing. He was in a weak moment. He's come in and taken care of us when I've been out of the office from time to time, but we've only got to do this together maybe once or twice. So, hey, thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here. I think it must have been a weak moment. I don't know. It's fun. You know, you have to do it every day and prep and dig deep and sitting on this side, I get to just have some fun for the next hour. So looking forward to it. We were just talking about fantasy football and probably missed being involved in that for a number of years. Was in a league and as I said before we were going on the air, I grew up being a Vikings fan, still a Vikings fan. But having said that, you know, the season generally has been over before it got started. I've been teased a few times. in the last, you know, 5 to 8 years. But I needed to turn to another vice to get through the NFL season because my team wasn't, I shouldn't say that. Favre was stellar there for a few years, and but I knew the reality wasn't, you know, there was only so far that we would ever go.
I guess I just get more surprised about who fans in Nebraska, when we don't have any professional sports teams, who they follow. And when it comes to basketball and baseball, you have so many New York, L.A., and maybe that's just because they have been successful. And back in the day, let's face it, I mean, L.A. doesn't have a football team. The Raiders haven't been much of a viable option. The Giants, the Jets. But there are so many. There's a lot of Dolphins fans around here. I'm finding more Vikings fans. What was it, a Fran Tarkington thing, or was it after that? I mean, why were you a Minnesota Viking fan?
Good question. Yeah, I would say certainly television back in those days, in it being like it is today, very regionalized. And we got the Vikings. You got the Vikings, you got the Packers, you got the Chiefs. And I would say, yeah, I'm a Midwest, Central Nebraska, you know, sports fan, and I followed the teams that were available to me. Grew up with the, you know, the Royals in baseball on radio with Fred and Denny, and that was my team. Football, you know, I guess I could say, yeah, I've always kind of liked the Chiefs because they've been in the backyard, but really the Vikings, and you hit it on the head, Fran Tarkington, Chuck Foreman. I mean, you can just go down the list of players, and it seemed like they were always on TV. They were always the regional team, and it was at a time period growing up that they were, that was just prime time for the Vikings. You know, they were knocking on the door with Bud Grant every year. They could never win it, and Fran Tarkington was it was all world. Yeah. I mean, he was the scrambling genius back there for the Vikings. And but, you know, over the years, it's been tougher and tougher to stay in there. Kind of like the Royals. You know, it's been tougher and tougher, but I'm still a fan and always will be.
Check that out, would you, Jeff, how they're done in their last 10 games? Because when they're out of it, this is about the time they get hot. What was it, 2 years ago, they had the – yeah, they're 7-3 in their last 10 games.
Yeah.
And they're only – they're still the – third worst team in the American League or second worst team? Seattle is you're good. Seattle is whatever they. Yeah, Minnesota. They're a game and a half ahead of Minnesota. Every other team in the American League has a better record percentage-wise.
Is it too late for them to trade somebody away? Because they would try to trade somebody away if they could to make themselves worse at the beginning of next year.
Well, how about this? Because I heard this happened right after the All-Star game. The emails started coming in. Melky Cabrera, who the Royals got rid of, got him to the Giants. All of a sudden, he comes to Kansas City. He's your all-star MVP. Now he's doing the needle, and he's out for the rest of the season. The drug policy, the substance abuse policy, suspended for 50 games, which is basically, unless they make the World Series, he's done.
So is there a way? Now, I was wondering about that. Is there a way that he could... You're saying if they made the World Series, is there some way that suspension, is there a way that they can serve? He can serve some of it? Now, some of it next season, or it's
50 straight up.
50 straight up.
And if they don't make the playoffs and there's still games on the schedule, he'll have to set out the beginning of next year.
Can you imagine the message in the clubhouse to the rest of those players? And I know I've heard, you know, friends of his in the league, I think Robinson Cano. There's been guys that have stepped up, said they're friends of his, and they're going to stand by him, which is admirable, but that clubhouse. I mean, here they are, they're battling and to have that happen.
And this just isn't somebody. He's got second best average in the National League.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, I know. And then I just was listening on the way in. ESPN had their business business reporter talking about the millions of dollars. And forget the nearly $2 million that he's going to lose in salary. It's all of the endorsement deals that could be in jeopardy because, you know, it's tainted. He's tainted now.
Well, yeah, and he's not a household name yet anyway. And if he finds a way to win a batting crown or be in the MVP discussion in San Francisco, that's going to be all gone. And the Giants are just one game back of the Dodgers right now in the NL West for a playoff spot. And also yesterday, as we talked to baseball, Greg Shea's with me here on the Doug and Daddy Show. For the three people out there that just moved to town, he is the president of the Tri-City Storm and has been in this with sports ever since. I mean, that's been your job ever since you got out of college in some way, shape, or form. And we'll talk maybe more about that in a minute. But even Seattle, had a chance to shine yesterday. Afternoon game, so it's not like this game gets over at 11 o'clock in the evening on the East Coast and nobody pays attention. Felix Hernandez continues to be a special, special talent, and he's had some great games this year. They talked about two hitters, three hitters, five hitters, his shutouts, but a perfect game yesterday. Makes me wonder, Greg, how come there's... Isn't everybody supposed to be better now? Isn't all the equipment supposed to be better? Were they just... Back in the day, it wasn't a big deal to throw no-hitters and perfect games. I'm talking 20s, 30s. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you had guys pitching every other day, I mean, and going the distance, I just don't think it must have been a big deal. Nobody cared, and now they do. It's a big deal. You're on TV. You're on everything.
Three this year. What I do like about this, and I was watching the highlights last night on ESPN and thinking, wow, three. You know, a no-hitter being, you know, take the no-hitter out of it, perfect game. You didn't see perfect games. You just don't see perfect games, and we've had three this year, yeah. Which is amazing. What I like most about this is you just hit it. All the technology, all of the fine-tuning that today's athletes go through, and they are fine-tuned machines. Pitchers. Who we were thinking at some point might be overpowered by these, you know, the Albert Pujols of the world, and I mean these guys just aren't your average athletes anymore. I mean they are these fine-tuned machines, and the equipment being such. I love seeing a pitcher get one over though, and three times this year, they have been perfect. So
two of them in Seattle. One against them, one for them.
We better investigate. I'm not sure what's going on in Seattle, but maybe there's something more to that.
Yeah, you can get lulled to sleep, I suppose, when you're with the Mariners. And we shouldn't make fun of Seattle because they have a better record than the Royals. If you want to join in, second half of the show is when we have both of our guests, Sam Dunn, head football coach at Minden, and Luke Hoover from RotoWire, to answer your fantasy football questions. So we'd love to have you chime in, whether it's on the phone, 888-455-ESPN, that's 3776, or Debt Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I forgot to bring this story up yesterday, but earlier this week on Monday, Damon Day was in, and I want to get your thoughts on the Olympics because I think a lot of people are fired up about the Olympics. You might have a take here on the hockey players because hockey is all professional. It all came down. I brought up the fact that the gold medal game for the men's basketball was on Sunday, and I said I saw a few people Facebooking and emailing and texting, you know, go Spain, beat LeBron, beat Kobe. And I'm going, what? And Damon goes, yeah, I was rooting against him too. But so he goes, he comes up to me, he says, well, I'm going up to the office, baseball field, and he goes, they're driving by, and I'm getting out of my truck, and all of a sudden somebody drives by and goes, call me bastard! So, hey, thanks to the listeners out there, you know. But we had a chuckle about that. Your thoughts on the Olympics, and my point is everybody at the Olympics is now the top athletes. It doesn't matter if they're, quote, professional. Usain Bolt, there just isn't professional track. He's the professional. What's your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, it's tough. Here we go again. It's 2012. It's tough to reverse, and you hit it when you talked about track and field because these are professional athletes. You know, the endorsements, everything about, I mean, to train the way they train, you couldn't do that unless you were, there was some type of monetary support to do what they do. But can you reverse it all? Can you reverse certain sports? I mean, that's the tough part. Now, on the top, I love the Olympics. I think I feel empty at the end. I watch it as a family. We watch it. I mean, they're you know, and I know it was written locally. Picking my friend Buck, you know, he didn't like, and I love Buck, but he was writing in one of his columns about, I think earlier, right when it started, that he didn't like some of the featurey type of, you know, warm fuzzy stories. I do. You only get it every 4 years, depending on whether you like the winter or the summer. I mean, I guess it comes sooner than that. Every 2 years. But so if you're just a summer Olympics fan, you whatever it is, you only get every 4 years. I like it. I mean, but as far as the professional part of it, it's tough. I maybe it's just team sports. Maybe there's a way to reverse the team sports. But I'm tired of the basketball. I mean, If we flex our muscle, there's no one that's going to stay with us. You can't tell me these guys go into any one of those games at all thinking that they can be beat. And it's just, I mean, they're living in posh luxury like no other athlete at the Olympics. They are multi-millionaires. Even on any of the other teams. I mean, it isn't just their team, but and I know a couple of games were close, and I mean, you can forget all that. I'd love to see it go back to being the best college players. I'd love to see that across the board. I mean, in swimming, you've got these high school phenoms that are swimming. Yeah, they're going to qualify for endorsements, but technically they are still amateur athletes. So I would love to somehow reverse that. I just don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know who's going to walk away from all of the sponsorship dollars that are on the table with the USOC. I don't see it happening. I know people are calling for, at least on basketball, for it to go back. Let's let the college kids play. I'd say the same thing about hockey. Although maybe hockey might be a little more universal, or clearly more universal than basketball when it comes to a winter sport. Yeah. Meaning the Europeans, the Canadians, we're not the best. You know, I mean, we're knocking on the door, but we're not the best.
Also, they have to kind of break up the hockey season to get
them. Did that answer your question, by the way? That was a bit of a rant, I think.
It did. And I think that, of course, that's what makes it beautiful. Everybody has an opinion on that, and that's why this one, I guess, is kind of a hot-button topic. I just think, you know, we got the best volleyball players in the world, it seems like, and we still can't win the gold. You know, I see other sports out there that are like that. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line here. Trent from Blue Hill is standing by. Trent, what's up?
Hey, I'm just curious, as Americans, why don't we want to send our very best athletes over, no matter if they're getting paid to play or if they're playing for free? We barely beat Spain in basketball anyways. If we sent 23-year-old and under guys over there, I don't know if we could win. And, you know, I want our country to win in everything that we can. I don't want to be shown up by these smaller third-world countries. That's just my opinion.
Hey, Trent, thanks for the call. I've got an opinion on that, too. And, Greg, you kind of touched on it. You know, if the United States is going to send college kids, then how do you regulate the rest of the country? Obviously, Pau Gasol can't play for Spain. If you're going to say no pros, then the Gasol boys can't play for Spain. But you have your professional leagues all over. I mean, let's face it, numerous UNK Hastings Huskers go overseas to play basketball, professional basketball. It's not the NBA, but United States could do that, but it's got to be an even playing field. I mean, everybody else has to just play their non-professionals too, and I don't think that'll ever happen.
Yeah, now, and I'm sorry, I need to clarify, and I agree with Trent. I don't want to go and lose. I want it to be, when I say let's send the college kids, I'm expecting it's universal that everyone's sending, maybe it's an age deal, I don't know. Someone was telling me soccer's based on age. You know, you could only be 22 to play in the men's level. You know, you can't be over 20. I don't know if there's truth to that. I don't follow soccer that closely to know the answer.
I think it's under 23, and then you can have three over 23s if they were on, like, the previous roster.
He's dynamite. He's no crazy. Wonder he's the producer. But no, I want to be clear. If by saying it, I'm asking everybody, it would have to be a universal deal. I'm not saying let's not, in basketball, let's be the ones to only send our college players, and then you've got all these NBA players sprinkled on other teams. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it universally, everybody would have to send. It has to be an even playing field.
Well, and then you run into this problem too. How many of these really good college players are one and done, two and done? They're already moving. I mean, you're going to be sending a lot of 19-year-old kids to the Olympics, wherever that may be. And we'll see how that pans out. One other Olympic note, I found this interesting. The gymnastics teams are coming to Omaha and the CenturyLink. Women's gymnastics team that won the gold, the Olympic men's gymnastics team, members of the 2008 team that won the all-around gold. And it's on Saturday night, October 13th at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha at 7:30. So if you want to see these Olympic gymnasts perform and do their thing, this is your opportunity, Saturday, October 13th. You'll have to go to Ticketmaster, CenturyLink.
Storm plays at home that night, so I don't, you know.
Speaking of that, I know we got to take a break here, but the ice is
you
down.
Asked me to be on this show, so.
I know, and the storm on 94.5 all season long. by the way, how much of the ice did you personally paint?
I didn't. I sat with Mr. Brooks and supervised, or actually I listened to him supervise. That guy's amazing. There's not a job that he's not attempted or perfected in that building or any other building that he's been associated with. So he doesn't dictate without experience.
Yeah, I remember when he first took over the program and we were walking through the building and he was talking about, what was the water purification, something with the ice.
He used to sell them.
He knew all about it. Yeah,
he used to sell them.
Knew all about it. So I haven't been out there. I've seen the Facebook pages. Folks, you can get on the Viero Event Center or Tri-City Storm. Looks great. It looks better than usual. Is it better than usual? Is there something?
Yeah, I do. I think it's, I can't believe we're even going to have this discussion.
I know, it's weird.
It's water purification system that's actually working and working properly.
Cool.
It's ice. I mean, it's like a putting green. It's like a baseball diamond. I mean, you really have to manicure and take care of it. So, We'll see how it looks here in a couple of weeks, but I think it's looked clearly. Look, it's already been skated on. Guys are going to skate one last time. The guys that are in town already, because we've got a load in for a concert yet today for tomorrow night. So, but it does. It's water purification, my friend.
Willie's coming tomorrow. Last question, then we got to go to a break here because we had some fun with this when you guys sent out the promotions press release about all the different things you'll do at home games, Star Wars night. I don't know if you caught the show about that. I can tell.
I did not catch the show.
I didn't catch that day's show. But we were talking about who we should be, who you would go as, who you most fit as, and we were trying to figure out, you know, who would be who, and then we kind of started, and then it got away from us, and we started talking about the staff out there, and we weren't sure if you. I went with you as Yoda because you're the smartest one there. Oh, yeah. But we also it was.
Well,
Yoda.
You're wrong about that. Number one,
it was Yoda and. Well, we picked out the two smart Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan.
Oh my goodness.
So we thought, what will you be dressing up? What character will you be on Star Wars night?
You got a break to go to, right?
Yeah, we'll get his answer after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I didn't know school buses use Goodyear tires.
Well, Goodyears have superior handling, so the buses can maneuver through just about anything with all those kids.
Then with my Goodyear tires, I've got superior handling while driving my kids around.
Just because your dog's riding car seats does not make them kids.
Guys, he didn't mean that.
Receive up to $80 off with mail-in rebate when you buy four select Goodyear tires between July 1st, 2012 and August 31st, 2012. Certain conditions and restrictions apply. See retailer for complete details. Goodyear, more driven.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. We all know how rewarding being a fan is when your team's winning. Other times, not so much. But now being a fan can be rewarding year-round thanks to StubHub Fan Rewards. StubHub Fan Rewards was created to give you a little something extra, like seat upgrades, unique fan experiences, and up to 3% in rewards for doing what you already do, buying tickets. No-brainer, right? So head to StubHub and sign up for StubHub Fan Rewards today. It's 100% free to join and 100% rewarding.
StubHub!
Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN Radio. The Yankees and Red Sox go head-to-head in the Bronx this weekend.
Over the fence, it's gone! Robinson Cano!
While injuries have seriously impacted both teams, New York has been in first since early June while the Red Sox are fighting to get into the wild card chase.
Oh, a brilliant catch by Jacoby Ellsbury.
Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness around the area yet through the day today, with a few isolated showers possible early on as well. Otherwise, look for highs up in the mid-70s with a north wind at 10 to 20. I'm weather. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 64.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends.
Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda along with our special co-host today, Greg Shea, president of the Tri-City Storm. So you had 2 minutes to decide. Should we have folks email and contact the Storm office about which Star Wars character you should be? Now, see, again, I said I don't know any of the new Star Wars, just a couple, three of the names, but I'd have to go old school, and there's so many of them out there.
I want to sell tickets. If you're telling me it might sell more tickets, then I don't care. Then yeah, let's whatever it needs to be.
I think a huge promotion. You get
I've been known to do some outrageous things.
Get most of the staff dressed up. We get it on the website, we get it on the Facebook page, we'll put it on our it'll be a huge promotion.
You hear that, staff?
There you go.
You hear that? Okay.
That'll be awesome. Well, God,
and I don't want to take away from the show, but it's certainly it's a part of the minor and amateur sports scene. As it no more can you just show up and play a game, it seems like. Maybe if you're Lakers, maybe there's certain teams, but whether it be in Major League Baseball, I take it back. Football might be the one sport where they've not had to go to that extent, but certainly hockey, basketball, and baseball, because of the number of games, they've had to use a lot of what I call smoke and mirrors and theatrics to do what we need to do. So you hope you win, and it takes some of the pressure off having to do as much of that, but it's about entertainment.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And, of course, that's not the only thing going on. And when that all takes place, when the storm get going, with that 64-game schedule that starts on the road September the 28th, we'll be talking more about that. You can talk hockey. You can talk Star Wars. You can talk Little League. You can watch the game tonight. It doesn't matter what. You can always go see your friends 7 days a week at Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and Courtyard. Every sports fan knows when it's lunchtime and you want to have a good bite to eat, watch your favorite sports, or just surf the internet for those perfect fantasy matchups, Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney is the place to be. So stop into Cunningham's for lunch. You can get any specialty burger, a domestic draft, only $6.49. Maybe a burger isn't your thing today. How about switching it up with bacon-wrapped shrimps? Get the skewers, the pasta, pizza, barbecue, or salads. Every Saturday, Cunningham's is the place to be for Husker football as well, with tailgate parties, specials on food and drinks, and the huge 10-foot projection screen. It's all at Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, live entertainment, great food for you and your friends at Cunningham's, downtown 23rd Street in Kearney. Kearney Little Leaguers, tonight here on ESPN Radio, as we've been talking about marketing, even though it's not here, Greg, how is this team the last couple of years influenced maybe some of the businesses around Kearney and some of the economics around Kearney? In your opinion, I guess.
Oh, I think it's absolutely had an impact. I think any time in any community, and especially a community of this size, when teams have success, people rally. You look at some of the UNK athletic teams over the last couple of years with what the football team's done as an example. They got the short end of the stick when they had to host a home playoff game, the day after Thanksgiving, when the campus was empty. Outside of that, you can see when teams produce, people get excited. They want to spend money. They want to be a part of things, whether it's merchandise or going out before a game or going out after a game. I mean, those kinds of things. This baseball thing, it's still sinking in. What's happening. I'm excited for the Little League community. I'm excited to see what the future is as far as I love baseball, number one.
Yeah.
I really love baseball and have kids playing baseball, so it's exciting to know that there has to be a huge jump in numbers, you would think, over the next couple of years. And I think it's probably been happening. I'm not privy to any numbers. My feel is, there's a vibrant baseball community throughout, from what Damon's doing at UNK, through what Brad Archer's doing with the Legion program, and right on down the line to what Brad Wagner's and other folks are doing at the Little League level. So I got to think that this thing's just going to, whatever the formula is going to turn over several times before we're all said and done, regardless of what happens over the next couple of days.
Yeah, and it's catching the attention of the state. Tom Chattels wrote an article, from the columnist standpoint, that an actual story's been out there about why Omaha may not be, how the hell did Kearney get there? You know how that is.
Yeah.
Omaha's going, Kearney, how'd they get there? How come they're getting all this recognition? How come Omaha isn't playing them? How come Omaha hasn't won? How come Omaha hasn't been to the Little League World Series? Well, they've talked to some of the folks down there about how it is, and more of it's coming out. Let's face it, there's so many different types of leagues. They're all kids playing, but this is Little League. It's not U-triple-S-A. It's not some other things. And there's 8 or 9 teams in Omaha, but the last couple of years, Kearney has found a way to beat those teams and advance on. And, you know, each year is another learning curve. You learn how to win. Then all of a sudden, okay, this isn't brand new. You know, okay, now we focus on baseball. Yeah, we're going to Williamsport. Maybe they'll get there again. But the odds are stacked against them since they've went to these 8 regionals, going to a Little League World Series. The Midwest team who's come out of this regional has only won a total of 4 games altogether. And so Nebraska has never been there. Obviously, they've never won a game. And I think they've got a legitimate chance because Tennessee tonight has never been there either.
Yeah, I think they have a legitimate chance. I, you know, knowing the coaches and knowing a lot of the kids, really, they've got arms, and that's key. I mean, and talking to one of the coaches, I think just about every kid, if called on, can throw if needed. And that's not always the case. So that's a big plus for them. You know, you were talking about, you know, Omaha, Lincoln, and I think a lot of us read the article that was in the paper here in just the last couple of days locally. Hey, folks, Little League is the brand, and people have walked away from it. I don't know how people have walked away from it because of the national notoriety. To me, the Little League brand, because of the relationship with ESPN, and then you look at the sponsorship, it's selling on a national level. ESPN isn't going to televise this thing if there are not dollars to be made. That's the bottom line. And how communities have walked away from Little League, and, you know, you can go back and look at the article if you want to look at the article of who's walked away. And even in Omaha, there's just some pockets.
Yeah.
There's just some pockets that are still playing Little League. Who knows? Maybe the phone will be ringing at the state office after this is over, and people will wake up and come back to Little League. You can play in more than one league. I know all these kids are on other teams, but what I really like about it, Kearney has stayed true, has been pure, and they've not left the Little League scene. The Little League scene, and last time I checked, Kearney's been pretty good in baseball for a very long time, and they've not left. They've not taken down the Little League flag. They continue to fly it, and finally, Nebraska's represented. Kearney's on the big stage, and we're still flying the Little League flag. So if you want to cry in Omaha, you want to cry in Lincoln, all these other places, then why did you go away from it? Why did you go away from it? You could have been competing to be on this stage. You're not. We are, and it's our time to shine.
And especially if they do well in Williamsport, if they play more than the 3, they're going to get 3 games no matter what. But if they find a way to play more than that, it will be a special. And I had Frosted Flakes this morning for breakfast just because Little League. Tonight, here on ESPN Radio, 7 o'clock, we'll be carrying their games from Williamsport.
I got a goosebumps there a second ago.
They win, they play on Sunday. If they get beat, they play on Saturday. Even if they get beat, it's a double elimination. And there will be 2 teams that start 0-2, and then they would play a consolation game on Monday, which would be in our time slot at 11 o'clock. But hopefully that's not Kearney, and hopefully they get a couple of wins. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, Sam Dunn, head football coach at Minden, and Luke Hoover from RotoWire to answer your fantasy football questions. If you've got a fantasy question, Facebook us or email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, the cool weather means that maybe the pivots can be shut down and rest for a minute, but as warm as it's been, as dry as it's been, you can bet that they're still rolling out there. And folks, T&L wants to eliminate your irrigation hassles, get even water distribution for you, and stop wasting your time and money. Use T&L's hydraulic power that you know, trust, and work with every day. You can reduce your chance of being hit by the copper wire theft that's been going around the last couple of years. There's not enough copper wire to steal on T&L irrigation systems. So the choice is simple, folks. Talk to your T&L dealer. Talk to the folks at the worldwide headquarters in Hastings. They can show you how they make them. They'll show you everything that you want to know. That's the beauty of it being right here in central Nebraska. T&L irrigation systems, proven technology that works.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. We all know how rewarding being a fan is when your team's winning. Other times, not so much. But now being a fan can be rewarding year-round thanks to StubHub Fan Rewards. StubHub Fan Rewards was created to give you a little something extra, like seat upgrades, unique fan experiences, and up to 3% in rewards for doing what you already do, buying tickets. No-brainer, right? So head to StubHub and sign up for StubHub Fan Rewards today. It's 100% free to join and 100% rewarding.
StubHub!
I didn't know school buses use Goodyear tires.
Well, Goodyears have superior handling, so the buses can maneuver through just about anything with all those kids.
Then with my Goodyear tires, I've got superior handling while driving my kids around.
Just because your dogs ride in car seats does not make them kids.
Guys, he didn't mean that.
Receive up to $80 off with mail-in rebate when you buy four select Goodyear tires between July 1st, 2012 and August 31st, 2012. Certain conditions and restrictions apply. See retailer for complete details. Goodyear, more driven.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness around the area yet through the day today, with a few isolated showers possible early on as well. Otherwise, look for highs up in the mid-70s with a north wind at 10 to 20. I'm weather. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where all of our guests on the show taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Yeah, the Japan kid is 6'206" that is going to start. He's the starting pitcher here in 20 minutes at Little League World Series.
For which Major League team is he playing for? I just saw that, and my jaw dropped. Wow, The mechanics are unbelievable with that kid.
Oh, and Japan and Curacao get going here in 20 minutes on ESPN television. Kearney, the fourth of the four games tonight. Greg Shea, president of the Tri-City Storm, and, of course, has been in sports his whole career, is with us as our co-host today on the Doug and Daddy Show as we pay attention to Little League World Series. Yeah, 6'206", but still, that kid from Missouri playing first base was 5'10", 220. 5'10", 220. I bet Sam Dunn of Minden would like one of those kids on the line. It's time for today's high school football preview.
It's time for a Platte River Preps high school sports preview now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Sam Dunn, how many 5'10", 220 kids do you have this year?
Oh, we're pretty limited to those. We don't get very many of those, Doug.
Well, Sam, thanks for being with us again on the Doug and Daddy Show. A magical season last year for the Minden Whippets. If it wasn't the best, it was one of the best in program history. 11 wins, making it all the way to the state semifinals and playing a competitive game with the eventual champions in Norfolk Catholic. Well, I always hear it takes time for some of those things to sink in. When did you ever have, after the season, time to reflect on kind of the pinnacle since you guys have been down there building this program the last decade?
You know, it's
Probably more so right now in the fall when you start to fill some positions, you think, oh boy, the last guy that was here, you know, he started for us for 2 years, or you know, this guy's going to be pretty hard to replace here or there. So, you know, it's really sinking in, and I guess we had just a great season last year, football wise, basketball wise, track wise, all you know, throughout all of our sports down here, and a lot of that was attributed to the senior leadership we had.
Yeah, what a great senior class, one of the best senior classes, not only in the area, but obviously in the state. But yet, you still have five starters back on offense, six starters back on defense, according to the preseason sheet that you talked with Bob with at Huskerland Prep. I would almost imagine, because everything I'm reading is, oh, they've lost everything. I'm guessing some of these seniors-to-be, juniors-to-be are going, hey, we're still here. We're going to be okay. What's the attitude right now of the kids?
You know, I think they're ready to make a mark for themselves. You know, they were kind of overshadowed last year by some very good athletes, some good leaders, and, you know, we're starting to see that emerging camp. Our leaders are coming forward. We're getting some kids doing some things, stepping up to where we think as coaches that they could be. And so, you know, we got a good group of seniors, and we're anxious to get them going.
Well, you lose the entire backfield. Let's start there. Who are the guys that you're going to be plugging in? And will you be – last year you were able to air the ball out a little bit more than you usually had in your tenure. Will you have to go back to the straight running the wing? Do you have to scale that back a little bit?
No, you know, I think, you know, we pretty well adopted that open – you know, we opened it up a little bit last year, both at the varsity and the JV and – levels, and so our quarterback coming in has thrown the ball around a little bit. He's a great athlete, Jonas Lovin, junior, and his mechanics are very, very sound, makes good decisions, and he's a nice big athlete there for us at 190 pounds and throws a nice ball.
Ryan Cremosta, we've heard from him. He scored you some touchdowns last year. Paul Carlson, who I think maybe we've heard more on the defensive side of the ball. Quinn Rutt, you got some guys that can do some things back there.
Yeah, you know, Ryan Cremosta, another great athlete, good senior for us. He's been playing for us a couple of years, and, you know, he's one of those guys you want to try to get the ball out to in space. He can make a lot of guys miss, and he's got real good speed. Again, Paul Carlson, very good workhorse for us at the fullback position. Likes to hit, you know, and he's been a couple year starter for us on defense. It was limited because of the injury last year. He had kind of a tough year, but he's having a great camp for us right now. And you know, as you said, Quinn Rutt's stepping up for us. Played a lot of defense last year, but he came in and played a little bit of fullback last year. But probably going to move him a little bit more to a running back. He's a pretty hard nosed kid.
Sam Dunn, head football coach at Minden, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As fun as it was to watch the offense do what they did last year, that defense was pretty good as well. Take me to that side of the football and how things look for you.
Yeah, you know, that was definitely our key side of the ball last year was defense. You know, our guys flew to the ball, and we feel pretty good. There's some positions that we're going to have to plug up, but the secondary, you lose a guy like Carson Bloom, who, has our career record down here in interceptions, played for us for 4 years, started three of those years. They're tough ones to fill. You got a guy like Jack Rafferty, who played middle linebacker and led the team in tackles and set the single-season tackles. There's some tough ones to replace, but we think we got some guys. Isaac Carlson, a senior, played as a cornerback last year, and we're thinking he can step in there and help us like Carson did. And then, you know, again, guys like Paul Carlson and Brendan Sinsel, who was injured last year, we're hoping they'll be able to fill the hole a little bit for us at the linebacker core.
Still got some time before that first game against Grand Island Central Catholic. Do you like where you're at in your preparations right now, Sam?
Yeah, you know, we just kind of did a survey last night amongst the coaches, talking where we're at, what we have put in, what we think we need, what we think we'll need to be able to really polish up between now and our first game against GICC. And we like where we're at. We're staying pretty healthy. That's always important. And, you know, the kids' attitude and things has been great. We've had, eight workouts now, eight practices now. And so, we're chugging right along, continuing to try to get better every day.
Sam, you guys got a heck of a schedule. This is a heck of a district. A lot of people, you got Kearney Catholic, who was in the finals. Cozad is supposed to make a marked improvement. You've had powers like Gothenburg and Chase County who have been in state championships before in this district. You start with Central Catholic. We had Coach Shoemaker on actually yesterday. I know those kids are chomping at the bit to get a little revenge on the football field. Sandy Creek, I mean, about every week you're going to have a team that could be in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, the NSAA did us no favors with this schedule, this two-year schedule. But, you know, we've talked to the kids about it. We've talked to our players. And you know, they obviously think, hey, if we're going to be a rated team, if we're going to be a team that's going to be in it in for the long run, then we need to play these kind of teams. And we need to get better each week, you know, and see where it takes us at the end of the season. And you know, like you said, though, Doug, there's not an easy week in there on a Friday where – you know, you're going to say, hey, this is going to be a good one for us. You know, hopefully that'll help prepare our kids mentally for this season and for the postseason.
Well, it should be some good games. We'll see you down the roads. Sam, we'll let you get back to work because we know there's a lot to do both inside and outside the building. So, as always, really appreciate the time. And I know you guys are looking forward to keeping the tradition going now that you've got it built.
Yeah, that's we appreciate your coverage, Doug. You guys do a great job down here for us, and we appreciate all you do for us, and we're definitely wanting to keep her going this year in athletics.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Sam. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Sam Dunn, head football coach of the Minden Whippets. Gregory, it'd be like playing the Green Bays and like every week in hockey. It'd be like the Storm playing the top two teams every week. You get a chance to go out and watch a little high school football from time to time. Greg Shea is our co-host today on the show.
Yeah, I do. There's nothing better than a Friday night high school football game, and I'll take in a handful of games. I'd like to see more, but, you know, with my job, and, you know, it doesn't allow me to see as much as I'd like, but it's here. I have my... I have a freshman football player in my house.
Uh-oh. So already,
yeah, big days ahead. So he's not 6'2", 206 or whatever the kid is from Missouri, not even close. But now that's exciting in Minden. You know, Minden I think has been a proud community for so long in athletics, but and to see the success that they had both on the court and on the field last year, and he hit it right at the beginning when he talked about senior leadership. That means so much, and certainly they had talent, but the leadership was shown, and probably I don't think it didn't look like they're going to fall off much at all looking at the prep report on this team.
They're a good football team, and let's get your fantasy team to be good. We will talk with RotoWire's Luke Hoover when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Email, Facebook us your questions. We'll be right back.
The Make Room for Savings event is on right now at the Home Depot with our best values of the summer for any project and every room. Like the exclusive Delta Classic Chrome Water Sense faucet at a new lower price of only $49. Conserving water always makes sense. So does conserving money. Now you can do both beautifully while you make room for savings. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
There are happy hours, and then there are HK happy hours. Hi, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I want to personally invite you to take advantage of the best happy hours around. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you get a buck off all long necks. Thursdays, it's $1.50 pints. Fridays, all drinks are half price from 3 to 6. And on Saturdays, tackle our $2.50 24-ounce big cans of beer. On Sundays, it's 11-buck 100-ounce towers and 12-buck buckets. And remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better direct-to-you VIP offers and monthly gift card drawings.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Little League World Series in Williamsport, PA to try and get on ESP.
Quintana, a two-run home run, and Nebraska is back on top.
Kearney's first game at 6:45 Thursday is presented by Barney Insurance, BarneyInsurance.net, Tom Dimsdale Automotive Group in Grand Island, and online at DimsdaleAuto.com. The two locations of Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Excellence in rehabilitation. And listen on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. You can help players' families go in person by making a donation at KearneyLittleLeague.org.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness around the area yet through the day today, with a few isolated showers possible early on as well. Otherwise, look for highs up in the mid-70s with a north wind at 10 to 20. I'm weather. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, it's 64.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right and the radio.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Get ready for lunch. Maybe swing on over to the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Lunch specials Monday through Friday. And you can catch a little League World Series that is just about ready to get underway out in Williamsport. They'll have the games on. And, of course, whatever it is that's on, Major League Baseball, Little League World Series, NFL college games, when we get going here, it's all there for you at the Chicken Coop while you can enjoy your favorite meal. Maybe it's not the lunch special of the day, something off the menu. You can get anything from burgers and pizza to steaks and salmon. So many great things out there. A salad if you want it. Check it all out at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Well, we had the pleasure of having RotoWire with us at RotoWire.com and Jeff Erickson last year. We're going to turn it over to Luke Hoover to help us out with our fantasy football. Let's be honest here. Jeff was hitting about 90% last year on everything he told our fans and our listeners. And Luke, are you going to be better than 90% for all of our listeners this year?
That's a tough challenge. I'm certainly going to shoot for 100%, but we'll see what we can do.
Well, we're reading up on you a little bit here, and we have Notre Dame fans that email this program all the time, and you are an Irish alum.
That's what I'm talking about.
What is going
Absolutely.
On? Now, two things. We have Irish kin and a variety of Irish fans that I'm sure once they find out that you are from Notre Dame, they'll be going crazy. But then again, Nebraska fans love Notre Dame as well because we can get cheap tickets to their games.
All right. Yeah.
Let's get into some fantasy football here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I've got questions to get to. And folks, if you want to email the program or Facebook us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Luke, let's start with drafts that are going on. Sometimes you've got folks that are just starting their leagues, or you've got a new group getting together. We now have so many different kinds of leagues. You got your basic leagues. Sometimes the quarterback touchdowns are four. Sometimes they're six. You've got the point per reception league, where every catch gets you an extra point. Higher scoring leagues because of that. I'm in a touchdown-only league where it doesn't matter if you rush for 200 yards. If you don't get a touchdown, you don't score. You've got auctions. There are so many. You've got defensive players in some leagues. Which is the one that you prefer, and which is the one that you like?
Well, actually, my preference is one actually that you didn't even mention is a keeper league, but yeah. And that can have various specifics to it. My favorite league that I'm in personally is a keeper league. It does not have PPR, so it's more standard scoring system, 6 points for passing touchdowns. It does play with IDPs, individual defensive players. That's something I prefer as well. Linebackers, defensive linemen, cornerbacks getting, points for tackles, sacks, interceptions, turnovers, big plays. That's kind of my preference. The thing I like about a keeper league is that opportunity to try to build a foundation with maybe, depending on what your league setting is, if it's you get to keep two guys, you get to keep four, but you're getting those couple stars and kind of building and trying to create kind of a dynasty. I like the idea of, I think that it adds to the general managing of the team.
And I'll ask you about this. So I think a lot of people are hesitant to start a keeper league because it is a long-term deal. You're thinking 10 years down the road, and you got, I won't even be around these guys. Then 15 years later, you got 10 of the same 12 guys in the league. What's the key to getting one of those started?
Well, the key is that you do want to try to get it together with some of your, you know, maybe longer friendships, you know, back from high school, grade school, how far back you can go. Guys you know you're going to stay in touch with, you know, whether it's even in town or they're, you know, we can be all over. The league I did, you know, I was out in the Midwest after Notre Dame. I was still out there in South Bend, Indiana, and it was I'm from New Jersey, so my other league mates are all in New Jersey. But I think that's the best way to go about it, getting people you've had longer relationships with.
We're talking with Luke Hoover here from RotoWire, and you can check it out at rotowire.com for the very latest information, not just football, but baseball and every sport out there. Let's get to some of the questions here. Blake says, sure. Blake says he's doing an auction draft for his fantasy football. Do you prefer the snake or the auction type of auction draft?
I prefer the snake type. I like the opportunity for, you know, every player to nominate someone for bidding. I personally kind of stay away from auction drafts myself, but they can be a lot of fun. Gives you an opportunity to go a couple different ways, whether you want to reach for those real high-end talents. Because if you know, in a normal standard draft, if you're the 8th, 10th pick, there's no shot of you getting Arian Foster, Aaron Rodgers, LeSean McCoy, but in an auction league, you get that opportunity just by, you know, depending on how much you want to spend. Prefer personally to kind of hang back and take those more middle-tier guys and really stock up on a lot of good second-tier talent and let guys overspend for some of the higher-paid guys.
Chad wants to know, who will be the under-the-radar tight end this year like Jimmy Graham was last year?
My personal favorite tight end, my sleeper tight end, is Kyle Rudolph, Minnesota Vikings. He came in with Christian Ponder, same class. He had kind of a down rookie year, a little slow start to it, but he was coming off a torn hamstring from his final year at Notre Dame. It doesn't hurt that he's a Notre Dame guy, by the way. But he's a big, big, big target, 6'6", 260. He runs well. He and Ponder reportedly are having a really good connection so far in training camp. And he figures to be the number two target to Percy Harvin. I expect him to get in the neighborhood of 100 targets or so, and I could see him having a big breakout year. So big red zone target as well.
And I guess this would be any position. You're always talking about the guy that's under the radar, so you're sitting there in the draft, you got this on your paper, you're thinking, all right, he's going to go like in the 7th or 8th round, and then somebody jumps him in the 4th or 5th round, and you're screwed. You're going, what just happened here? When do you consider that it's no longer a dark horse or an under the radar guy? What round is it comfortable to start picking those guys that you want?
You know what, and using Rudolph as the example, I ranked him as, I think, the 9th or 10th best tight end. I'm looking at him in that neighborhood. So, essentially, after the first 10 to 12 tight ends go off the board, I'm comfortable taking him because at that point I don't value other tight ends as highly. So that may be the 7th round. It might be the 10th round. It's kind of hard to say depending on, you know, how many teams are in your league and if there's, like, a rush on tight ends in those middle rounds. But I feel comfortable if I'm confident about it. Under the radar guy, I'm comfortable taking him two rounds earlier than he's normally going.
Luke Hoover of RotoWire with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Greg Shea co-hosting today with us, and he telling me that we've got all these running back questions we're going to get to next. So first, Mark says, what is the value of Maurice Jones-Drew right now, and where should he be taken?
His value is a pretty big question mark to me right now. You know, certainly even with the holdout 2 weeks ago, I was feeling pretty high about him, feeling pretty good just because I didn't expect him to miss any games. But right now, I think that's become a big question mark. It's hard to say whether or not he'll play week one. And if he does, now the team is talking about possibility of him still not starting, coming off the bench a little bit. And it's hard to imagine they'll limit his carry severely, but, you know, he's got a new offense to learn. I would probably rank him in the neighborhood of 18 to 24 overall, probably like the 8th to 10th back. I wouldn't take him as a first-rounder anymore. It's too much risk.
All right. Cody says, will Cedric Benson be a good later-round running back, or will he even be available in the later rounds?
That could depend on how he looks if he gets preseason action. He's not expected to play versus Cleveland tonight in the Packers' second preseason game. But if he gets into that third game, and they're having a lot of injuries right now, it's, James Starks is week to week with turf toe. John Kuhn just rolled his ankle. Their young back Alex Green's coming off a torn ACL. So if he gets a lot of carries in the third preseason game and he looks really good, expect him to start climbing into the middle rounds. Otherwise, I still see some doubt with that, and there's enough running backs there. He should be available probably in like the rounds 9 and 10 of most leagues and possibly even later.
Folks, my fantasy drafts aren't until after we talk to Luke next week, so keep firing your questions in. I don't even have to go to the personal questions yet, although I'll slide a couple in from time to time. But we stay here. Tanner says, with the arrival of Michael Bush to the Bears, how far does Matt Forte's stock drop?
It shouldn't drop too far when you consider Marion Barber was stealing touchdowns from him last year. And in the games that Forte played, I think it was 12 games, he still had over 1,400 total yards, and he was a pretty special running back last year. Top 10 running back at the time of his injury. He only had 4 touchdowns, and I expect he'll be in that, in that range this year with Bush dealing most of the goal, and carries. Forte will probably have maybe 5 to 6. His ceiling's probably about 7 or 8 touchdowns this year, but his value still as a top 10 running back. He's probably on the bottom half of that in the 8 to 10 range just for his total yards.
Looking at some of your blogs and reading up on some of your information here, you are very high on the Kansas City running back duo of Jamaal Charles and Peyton Hillis. So when do you take Jamaal? How much faith do you put in him? And it might even depend. I would think a touchdown-only league, Jamaal goes down and Peyton Hillis goes up. Points per reception league, maybe Jamal's better. Take me through those two and where you pick them and what you do with them.
Well, you know what? I like them both enough that you just get them on your team. Either one, both, if you're okay with that, if you're comfortable with that. Charles will go ahead of Hillis in all leagues, so I actually would prefer to wait and take Hillis because obviously Charles does carry a little bit more risk coming off the torn ACL. He's the more explosive back, that's clear. He's going to have more total yards if he's 100% all season in the neighborhood of probably about 1,400 or 1,500, possibly higher. But as you say, Hillis, he's going to score more touchdowns. He's the goal line back. He's a battering ram in there. And actually, I could see him having as many catches or more. He's a very good receiver. He did that in 2010 in Cleveland. And he's with that offensive coordinator, so they like him in that offense. They're both, to me, top 20, possibly even top 15 running backs. I'd take Charles somewhere around 10th to 12th at the position. And Hillis, I would be willing to spend probably a round or two higher in Hillis and get him as like the 15th to 18th back. I think the upside in the Kansas City backfield is phenomenal, and I actually see that as the backfield leads the league in rushing.
A couple questions left here for Luke Hoover of RotoWire. Luke, how much do you rely on taking guys from winning teams? Does that matter all the time?
It doesn't. It depends. If that winning team is a phenomenal offense like Green Bay, New England, New Orleans, I do want to probably have one or two guys from those type of teams, those types of offenses on my team. To give you a great example, a guy I love this year is Randall Cobb in Green Bay. Just because of the offense and his general skill set, he's a dynamic player after the catch. Even with the depth at receiver there, if he gets opportunities, if there's an injury, he's going to work his way into the number three role. He could have 800 yards. He could have 1,000 yards with an injury. As a guy, you can get really late. So, yeah, I like to invest late round picks, particularly unless I can get some of those high end, talent from those teams: Jordy Nelson, Jimmy Graham, Colston, some of those Patriots, Gronk, and Brandon Lloyd.
Here's a favorite question we always want: who's the guy to stay away from? Somebody that everybody, when you're sitting at the draft, everybody picks this guy. Fill in the name. Who's the guy to stay away from in the first two rounds this year?
In the first two rounds, right now in the first two rounds, I'm staying away from Jones-Drew. We mentioned him earlier. I'm leery of him. I mean, the guy's a phenomenal talent, but I also see a lot of skill in Rashad Jennings. He's a guy who could be a 1,000-yard back in most offenses if he got the number of touches. It's a new head coaching, new head coach, new staff, new offense. I think they rein back Jones-Drew even when he does return, and he just doesn't get the touches he's used to seeing.
Finally, last year, the last couple of years, Calvin Johnson, if you're like in a 12-team league and you've got that 10th through 12th pick, Calvin always seemed to go right there. That 10th through 16th pick is where he seemed to go. I'm starting to get the feeling that he's going to go a lot earlier. Like if you're the fourth pick and Arian Foster's gone and Aaron Rodgers is gone, it might open up for Calvin Johnson to go at any time. Where should Calvin Johnson be selected?
The highest I would take Calvin Johnson probably be in that range, 4 or 5. The first three running backs, Arian Foster, LeSean McCoy, Ray Rice, should be locks for those in that neighborhood. I prefer an elite quarterback. I would take Rodgers with the first or second pick in most leagues myself. But I would tell people, if you're that high, if you have that high of a pick, I would tell them to get your elite running back. It's such a the position is so hurt this year. There's just not a lot of elite talent. Calvin, for as special as he is, I don't see him putting up the same numbers he did last year. I am a huge, huge Julio Jones supporter this year, and I think you could get Julio Jones with your next pick in the second round. I'd rank him as high as 10th overall. I think he puts up Calvin-like numbers. He's just a phenomenal athlete, and he's basically a guy you can't cover. You can't even double him.
Well, folks, we'll do it every Thursday. We thank those that shot us their emails and Facebook questions today. And, Luca, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week and have a lot more questions for you.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. From RotoWire, RotoWire.com, Luke Hoover joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Did you learn everything you needed to learn there, Greg?
I was just glad he didn't mention that someone from the Vikings was a guy not to take. I like that he picked the tight end as kind of a sleeper. Yeah. Woke me up, but yeah, well, that's fun.
I might even think about
getting back into fantasy football after that.
Well, you know, if I can find a league, you know, for a rookie, we always love rookies.
Yeah, just some kind of – yeah, I bet you do.
We love rookies and their money. Bring it on in.
Well, why not? I don't mind contributing, you know.
Most of my leagues, I'm just trying to find somebody that will finish below me because anymore, it's just – it's just
now,
not
if it's true. Fantasy golf, different story. Fantasy football, you know, I guess I'm just giving up my money.
Well, that answers my question, because after all this is done, we've got the Ryder Cup next month, and I'll be fired up to watch that, especially since it's on home turf in Chicago. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll find out who the players are. Our poll question today at ESPNSuperstation.com, who's your pick to win the Pac-12? Oregon, Southern Cal, Stanford, or somebody else? Well, everybody in the world's picking Southern California, so I guess that seems like a safe bet. I just want to know if Silas Redd is going to slide in there and get some playing time. Our poll question yesterday, your pick on the ACC, Florida State 59%, Virginia Tech 23%, and Clemson 18%. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. But Greg, Carney Little Leaguers, I think that's the focus today, man.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to kicking back and watching that kind of surreal deal where you know the kids, you know the coaches, and it'll be fun. It'll be fun, win or lose. And I come with you. They could make some noise. I think it's a good thing they're not playing crossover against international teams as we watch the kid from Japan warm up. It'll be fun to watch tonight. Thanks for having me on, by the way.
Hey, thanks, man. And anytime with the Tri-City Storm, Greg Shea. Last thing we want to throw out there, I'm not a late goer. I like, you know, Sherman, Johnson, Calamus, Harlan, wherever. But you can't get your boat in at Sherman right now because the water level is too low because of the drought, and the irrigation, of course, is the reason Sherman's there in the beginning. So if you're thinking this weekend that you're going to be going fishing or going boating up at Sherman, there are no operational boat ramps at Sherman because of the low water level. I talked with Brad Newcomb with the Game and Parks Commission, and he says it could be that way for at least a couple of weeks until really the irrigation stops and the harvest begins, and then the level will raise back up. But it would seem that between now and Labor Day, which is usually kind of the end of the late going season, Sherman is not the place to be going. You have to fish off the shore. You look like that kid that's getting pulled around in the backyard on the lawn tractor. If you go, you know, you're not going to be able to get on Sherman.
Closest I get to a lake is Johnson, and there, and you can get in there, right?
Yeah, as far as I know. So there you go. Let's wrap things up for today's Doug and Daddy Show. I am out tomorrow, so we will have a special co-host in Spencer Schubert. Skip Barry going to take over for me. They're going to talk with Brad Wegner after Game 1 of the Kearney Little League season, and we'll have a whole lot more on the program tomorrow. I want to thank Greg Shea for coming in to co-host the program today. Also, Luke Hoover from RotoWire.com and Sam Dunn, head football coach down at Minden, for joining us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway, with their hassle-free pricing, it's a better way. You can check out every item on their lot car, truck, new, pre-owned at thinkmidway.com. Think Midway, it's a better way. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Kearney Little League, Goodlettsville, Tennessee, 7 o'clock tonight here on ESPN Radio. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.